want to carry on sharing today. Aesthetic timetable that I shared before, and I want to do it in the context. Of Jesus being alive. Easter Sunday, we don't particularly as a church here worry too much about special days, because Jesus is alive every day. But it's an opportunity to actually think about it, and we'll be singing about it. Greatest day in history, Jesus is alive. He's alive today, he's alive with us. And I want to Luke 24 is, when you seek the living one, why do you seek the living among the dead? He is not here, he is risen. Jesus conquered death for us. He's alive today. Corinthians 15, Christ died for our sins, according to the scriptures, who were pathetically buried, raised on the third day. Christ is alive. Romans 8:11, this is a really good verse. If the spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, he who raised Christ from the dead will also give life to your mortal body, through his spirit who dwells in you. Same spirit that raised Jesus from the dead, the same power that raised Jesus from the dead, that's in us. Think about that. Same power that rose Jesus from the dead is in us, and it will give us life. It will bring life to our mortal body. Spiritual life, physical life, emotional life, life in abundance and in its fullness. Philippians 3:10, that I may know him, the power of his resurrection. Is that the cry of your heart? Needs to be the cry of our heart, to know him. He's alive. We can know him. Not just read about him, what happened to him 3,000 years ago, or just think of him as in heaven somewhere. Actually know him. Personally and intimately, wants to reveal himself to us. We can know the power of his resurrection. The power of his resurrection. The power that brought him back to life and offers resurrection life to the world. The power that caused him to bring the kingdom of God as it was in heaven on earth. Miracles, signs and wonders, salvation, healing, deliverance, that same power is available. We can know him and that power and the fellowship of his suffering. Now, that might not be quite as attractive, being conformed to his death. That bit, like, well, I'd really like the first bit. I can know Jesus. I love the second bit. I can know the power of his resurrection. Really quite sure about the next bit, fellowship, sharing the suffering, and being conformed to his death. You can't have the second bit without the first. Because as we surrender ourselves to him, and what it's really saying is, we need to surrender our lives, as we've been singing this morning, surrender totally to him, and allow him to do whatever he wants to do. To be conformed to his death. In other words, for our old way of living, our old way of thinking, our old way of behaving, everything about our old self needs to die. Put to death. out. Same way, Jesus. The cross. Jesus died on a cross. When he died on the cross, he died for our sin. Everything we'd ever done wrong, he died for our sickness. Everything as a result of sin and the fall and the curse of the world, he died for. Also died as us. We died with him. Additionally, substituted for us, that we don't have to die for our sin, but he also died in our place as our representative, that we've died with him. Galatians 2:20. I have been crucified with Christ. Past tense. It happened when Jesus died, I died with him. I just need to recognize that. That for some, that takes place when we're baptized. We enter into that through baptism. Enter into death, burial, and resurrection. But it's something God spoke to me really clearly, gave me that verse in a dream. I woke up in the morning with that verse right in front of my eyes. I had to get the Bible out and just read it and read it. I have been crucified with Christ, and it is no longer I who live. That old person who I was no longer lived when I've been crucified with Christ. That old selfishness, that old doing things my own way, that old rebellion, that old me, myself, I died. But it says in Romans chapter 6 that we have to reckon it dead every day. We get up in the morning, we have to confess, I have been crucified with Christ. I don't live today. Christ lives today in me and through me. So I reckon myself dead to sin and alive to Christ. That's what I need to do every day on the basis of what he's already done for me on the cross. Victory has already been won. So anyone who's struggling with sin, struggling with the past, struggling with things, stuff, here's the answer. I have been crucified with Christ. I just need to apply the cross to my life every day. Jesus said, deny yourself, take up the cross daily, follow me. Following him, I'm not going to do my own thing. The life that I now live in this body, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself up to me. If he loved me and demonstrated his love for me by giving himself totally on a cross, the Son of God created the universe and sustained it, gave himself totally to death so that I could have life. If I say I love him, what do I need to do for him? My life. Surrender it to him. Give myself to him so he can use me. So I can be a channel of love, grace, mercy, and power to the world so that Christ can live in me. So that the Father can do his work through me. But it's our choice daily whether we surrender or not. We will. A choice whether we give our life to him every day. The more we give our life to him every day, the more dead to come. All the old thing passes away. The more we're focused and fixed on Jesus, the more we see him, the more the problems that we face are as they are. Things to overcome. Things that we have got power to overcome. We need to fix our eyes on Jesus. Recognize it every day. In terms of this prophetic timetable, things that God is preparing us for, God is opening the book today, he's revealing things to us, giving us revelation from the Word of God, Spirit and from heaven, to prepare us for the days ahead. Fresh revelation. I'm not going to give you dates, but these are prophetic periods of time. They're not complete. There are other things that go on in these times, but I'm just going to show you the things that God has shown me. 1 Chronicles 12:32. This has been prophesied over to the church that we need to be like the sons of Issachar, men who understood the times with knowledge of what to do. God wants us to be plugged in to him. to the Holy Spirit, who will reveal to us what we need to know. But we need to be able to understand the signs and the seasons of what's happening today and in our lives and around us as we cooperate and be ready to move. That's what life should be like God for. God's preparing us. Gave you a picture of the whole thing. And each of those periods requires something. Requires an increasing revelation. Earthly and heavenly revelation. So each thing, God is taking us up to a new level of revelation, of understanding of the Word of God and what He's doing in these days. Giving us fresh heavenly revelation. There's got to be increasing holiness. There's in the Word that when more is given, more is required. But God gives us fresh revelation. It cannot be the same as we've been in the past. The level of holiness, holiness is set apart for God, and righteousness God requires from us is going to increase. But He is going to purify and refine us so that we're ready for that. We can submit to that, prepare ourselves for that man. There's going to be an increasing level of power, light, glory coming. Each one of these levels, there's going to be more and more and more of power and light demonstrated. Bringing us back, not just to what the New Testament church was, but right back to God and Adam and Eve were given a mandate to bring kingdom authority on the earth. Each period has more powerful fallen angels to defeat and overcome. Right. Each one. Each time God takes us up a level, there's new devils to overcome. Because we're taking ground in authority in places that we've not yet been. God has shown us some things in the second heaven realm. He's shown us some things in this realm. We have to dethrone things. But as this revelation increases, as the power increases, so will be the battles that we're facing. But we have the power to overcome. There's nothing that we cannot do in Christ. All things in Christ will give us strength. There is new territory to occupy and new strategies to outwork. But we've got to be ready, open to hear God. The first part of this is called to intimacy. Be a habitation of God's presence. To know our identity as son, know His fatherhood, know that we're royalty, we are called to bring the kingdom of God to heaven to earth. That call to intimacy prepares us for the next level, going to be removing of stuff. Talk about that another time, but I want to talk more about it. It's absolutely key. In what God has been doing here through the kingdom explosion thing, you know, God spoke to Michael Bright that there were three periods within what God is going to do here. He's telling what they were, so I went and asked. And God showed me what they were. And God showed me that these periods were specific things He was going to do. First period was the fire of God's presence, just actually drawing us back. Drawing us back into the presence of God. Drawing us back as sons and children. Drawing us into that place of intimacy where we hear His voice, where we're passionate for Him, where the desire for Him increases, where the priority that we give Him in our lives increases, where He becomes first place, first love, seeking first before anything else. That's what God is doing. Drawing us to that place where actually we surrender to Him. We encounter Him intimately. Call the love and identity. To know the love of God. To know that we are loved and accepted. To know that we have an identity as His children. To know God by experience. Times where we just know God and think, well, I know God because I've read the Bible. It's not going to be enough. It's not enough to know about Him. He wants us to know Him by experience. The Old Testament word for know, yada, is personal encounter. They didn't just know. The Hebrew concept of knowledge is not information and intellect, understanding in a knowledge sense. It is personal encounter. You can't know something in the Hebrew worldview without having experienced it. They won't listen to you. Well, I know Jesus. Why aren't people listening to us if we know Jesus? Our encounter with Jesus is deep enough. Because the light of Jesus' presence is shining strong enough. God is calling us back to encounter him. Moses encountered God at the burning bush. There are burning bushes for us. To encounter God's presence, to receive his call, to hear and see our destiny. God is preparing those for us. The New Testament word for know actually is the word for intimacy as a husband and wife knowing each other and bearing a child. And getting more intimate. God wants us to know him intimately. Not in a sexual way, but in the equivalent in the spiritual realm. Being that intimate. But nothing is held back from one partner and the other. We hold nothing back from him. He wants to hold nothing back from us. But we know him. He wants us to know him in two places. Yeah. On earth, in our own spirit, and in heaven. The Lord is my shepherd. Psalm 23, powerful psalm, talks about the intimacy that God wants to have with us. And God wants us not just to know about him, but to know him in the reality of how he's revealed himself in the Word of God. The Lord is my shepherd. Shepherd, lead, guide, protect, direct. Now the Lord is the term which God has used to describe his character and nature. There are 57 things that God has used to do that. The Lord, my righteousness. The Lord, my righteousness. I could spend probably weeks teaching about each one of these statements. I'm just going to give you the statement. I want you to go and seek God about it. God wants you to encounter the Lord as your righteousness. Righteousness means right standing with God. The right to come into his presence. Being made absolutely pure, spotless, justified as if you've never sinned. What Jesus did on the cross. The Lord, my sanctification. Sanctification is the process of transformation and change, where we become more like him from one degree of glory to another. He is the Lord. We know him in that way, we will change and be transformed. The Lord is there, very present with each. He wants us to know it. Conscious presence of his actual Holy Spirit, Father and Son, with us. The Lord is my king. That doesn't just mean hold a bit of chilled out. He's holding. Shalom. Complete. Holding. Absolute. Perfect rest. Ceasing from striving and struggling. Do it on our own strength. Absolutely knowing that we can trust him. All our needs. Everything of who we are. God wants us to know that. He wants to reveal himself in this way. Lord, my healer. That's his name. That's his character. He wants us to receive help. Body, soul, and spirit. Complete wholeness and health. He wants us to experience him in that way. The Lord, my provider. And many of us struggle to provide. Get enough. He is our provider. He wants to know that, experience it, not just money, in everything. Everything we need, he's wanting us to look to him for. He needs for love. He doesn't want us looking out into the world for the world's offer of love. Although, yes, there is love there. He wants us to know that he loves us. What it really means, love from God. wants us to know that we accept. We're not rejected. We accept. He wants us to know that he affirms us as his children. He provides us a destiny. He doesn't want us looking for that. The world will offer that. Other relationships will seek to offer that. Assessing worldly terms will seek to offer it. We all enter and know God as our provider. But we need to look within, not without. Receive from Him everything that we need in our lives. Everything. The Lord is my banner. Banner of victory. God wants us to know we are protected. We are destined to lead, overcome, conquer, bring God's kingdom, heaven, and heaven as it is there on earth through our lives. We need to know the Lord intimately, experientially, personally, know God. What God is doing is coming, and His presence is coming, wooing us, calling us to say, come. Come and know me. Come and experience me. Come and surrender to me. Find everything you need. Come and cease striving. Be still and know that I'm God. Come and find rest, peace in my presence. Come and find that peace that your soul is crying out for. Rest. The soul is desperately being inquiring for love. Wants us to know it. Revelation 3:20. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. I want you to listen to this. Jesus speaking. You may have heard this scripture over and over again. You may have meditated on it. You may have experienced it. I'll tell you this more. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. That is the door of your spirit. Allow His presence to come into you. Anyone hears my voice, He is speaking, calling you into Him, calling you to a place of love, calling you to know Him. Come. If we open that door, I encourage you every day open that door. Every day find new, fresh revelation and experience of the presence of God. I will come to Him. I will come to you. I'll dine with you. Dining in the Bible was a place of intimacy. Jesus wants to feed you. He wants you to lie down in green pastures of His bed. He invites us to that relationship every day of our life. He's knocking. 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 We're ignoring the knock. Crying out to us. We're hearing the voice. He's wooing us. He loves us. But so much more, He wants to reveal to us to experience. Come into that place of love. And as we open that door, Revelation 4:1, He opens the door to the heavenly realm. That place of intimacy here, there is a place of even greater intimacy there. We can see God face to face. So we can see the realms of heaven and all the things that are there. He's saying, come up here. That's an invitation to all of us. Come up here. Come to my throne. Come to the tabernacle. Come to the holy place. Come to the mercy. There are so many places God is inviting us to come. Come to the garden, the rivers, the waterfalls, the presence, the love. Come and meet the seven spirits of God in one of the rooms of the wind. Come. He's going to reveal the more. invitation from death is what God is doing right now. We can get caught up with all the manifestations, but actually what God is saying is, I want your heart. It's coming in a way that says, I'm here, and I want your heart. What's our heart? He's not going to relent. He gets them. He's going to keep going until he gets them. Now, we can get into that right now. Surrender it. 1 Corinthians 6:17. The one who joins himself to the Lord is one spirit. Hold that verse. We join ourselves. When we surrender ourselves, we become one spirit. We start to flow together. We start to minister together. Our voices become the voice of God. God speaks through us. He uses us with his anointing and his power. He trusts us for the greater work that has come. We've joined ourselves. We've surrendered. No longer me. Thus, I've joined myself to the presence of God. I do it every day. He wants us to do it every day. We can be one spirit with him. Intimacy. The verse that Michael Bryant has been using quite a lot, John 12:26. If anyone serves me, follow me, where I am, my servant is your servant. That is the indication that Jesus was operating in the relationship with the Father who has been in him. That realm was the heavenly and the earthly realm, so it was flowing with God, not with worshiping. Now, this is explained where I am, John 14. John 14 is my favourite chapter in the Bible, falling out of my Bible because I've read it so much, worn out. Because I go back, and I want to read about where he is and where I am. Within my Father's house are many dwelling places. Where, who's his Father's house? Where is it? Yeah, heaven? Yeah, Father's house is the church. Father's household. Ephesians chapter 2 explains that. Now, this scripture has been misused and mistranslated and thought that people went back to heaven and were welcome to heaven to their mansion. I haven't seen any mansion in heaven. In quite a bit of, I haven't seen any mansion for me. Loads and loads of rooms, loads and loads of places. Actually, Jesus went to prepare a place for us. Went to the cross to prepare us to be a place where we were. There are many dwelling places in God's house. That's us. We are the dwelling places of God. And as God's people, we are individually indwelt by God, and together we are corporately indwelt by God. If I go and prepare a place for you, went to the cross, I will come again and receive you for myself. Went to the cross, was risen from the dead, and he met his disciples and he received them. And then he breathed into them the Holy Spirit. Breathed the very life, DNA of God into his disciples. And the whole point was that where I am, you may be also. But God wanted us to know where he was, that Jesus was, so we could be there as well. That place of intimacy. Verse 10 explains where that place is. Do you not believe that I am in the Father and the Father in me? That's where Jesus was. The relationship that Jesus had. That's what the place was. Father abiding in me does his work. God wants us to have that relationship, him abiding in me. Says in John 15, we can do nothing apart from him. With him, do everything. One of my favorite verses in the Bible, John 14:12, the works that I do, you will do also. And greater works than these, you will do. I want you to put your name in. I will do. Because I go to the Father. Father in us will do those works. John 14:19. after a little while, the world will no longer see me. After Jesus' resurrection, they never saw him, did they? Only those who believed in him saw him. Only his disciples saw him. The world didn't see him. But you will see me, because I live, alive, resurrected, today. You will live. We will live. This is where he is. And in that day, that was the day of Jesus coming to them after his resurrection, you will know that I'm in my Father, and you're in me, and I'm in you. That is where he was. That is where we can now be, in a place of intimacy. He's in the Father, and we're in him, and he's in us. That is absolutely sewn up. Need anything out there except the Holy Spirit. Also, John 14:23. We will come to him and make our home, our abode, our special dwelling place. That is what God wants us to know. God created the universe, the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit are dwelling, living in our spirit. Our spirit is like the target. Bigger on the inside, he's on the outside. It doesn't seem very big. It's got to be inside our physical body. But actually, it is bigger than that. Outside of time and space, connected to heaven, connected to earth, in our body. Come to live with us. Give us intimacy well in us. Wants us to know. Of course, John 14:17. Spirit of truth. You're going to know him. They knew him because he was with them. He's going to abide in you. He's going to be in us. Spirit of truth. That Luke 17:21 says the kingdom of God is within us. In us. In us. Because God is in us. Where God is, he's the king. He's placing us. Where is the kingdom of God? Connected to heaven. Manifest heaven on earth. So that his glory, his presence, his power will flow through us, that we will begin to shine, children of light, demonstrating God's kingdom. It comes from intimacy. You can't do it without knowing him. He wants us to know that he's in us, to experience it. Every one of us is a habitation of God. Father, Son, Holy Spirit, connected to heaven, the three O's of God, the omnipotent God, the omnipresent God, and the omniscient God, the all-powerful, all-present, and all-knowing God is in us, and we are connected to him. Therefore, there's nothing we can do in that power. There's nowhere we can go in that power. Past, present, and future, we are connected to these omnipresent. He's omniscient. He knows everything. What's it like to live in knowledge of the presence of God in our life? This is what it's like. Romans and Numbers 6:24. The Lord bless you. How are you? Prosper and succeed. And keep you safe, secure, protected. The Lord make his face to shine on you. You will begin to see him in you. Be gracious to you. His divine enabling power. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you. In other words, that smiling presence that just longs, loves us, smiles over us with love and acceptance, and gives you peace. Hold us. Wonderful, wonderful, hold us. That's what God wants for us. That's what God's presence is about. He wants us to know him. He wants us to experience that stuff. You want to experience that stuff? Okay. I'm going to finish there, but I want to pray for you. I saw a few heavenly visions last week, about things that God wanted to do. And one of those visions was ministering to you guys, and I saw in this vision the presence of God come. There were angels, those angels were here, every one of you has got one of those angels assigned to you. I pray this over you, perhaps some individually, some of the times, but I want to ask you to pray corporately that you can receive what the angels want to bring, what God wants to do. I want to stand. I also want to pray and to release this so that you can receive that blessing. Receive the presence of God. I'd encourage you just to close your eyes. Close your eyes and just be sensitive to the presence of God. God wants to be right now. Minister, Lord God, your grace and mercy and your love right now. All children to intimacy. All them. All their spirit now. Deep falling. Falling. Falling into that place. Surrender. Those angels have got crowns. Crown of righteousness. Placed on your head. Those crowns dripping with oil. Fragrant, precious. Esther, the queen, prepared for the presence of the king. Fragrant oil, perfume. The God wants to experience the presence of the Lord. He wants to know that you are made by you. He wants to know that led right. You are the righteous of God in Christ. Want you to know. Love your protection. That oil dripping down. Penetrating oil that wants to get deep within you. Some of you struggle. Path. God wants to walk into your path with that oil and heal you and for you and make you whole. Some of you, there are things which are hindering you, stopping you. Fear, surrender and control to Him if you don't trust Him. Oil, penetrate, show you, trust Him, stop your heart, hand, you won't let it go. Some of you, it's pride, you're not willing. Render to Him, totally, me, to Himself, stopping from coming into Him. God wants to deal with that this morning. Some guilt, shame, and condemnation, lies, the enemy speaks every day, telling you you're not good enough, not worthy enough. That oil wants to come. Cut those areas in your path, clearing, healing. Lord, and given, cleansed, made righteous, present. Your past experiences, failures, disappointments, the ones that penetrate. He wants to show you how to be. Robe, though your sins were as scarlet, made white. Mind. You are the righteous of God. Parted, righteous of God. Nothing of the enemy, nothing of your past, nothing done, nothing done to you. You surrender it to God will stop coming into the presence of God. Allow some of those things you've never thought about. Some of those things that it's because of shame. Holy Spirit, bring that voice. Speak your spirit. Speak it to your soul. He wants to say, He wants to declare, you have been justified. You no longer see who you were, see who you are. I want to just speak words over you. I want you to resonate with these words. Resonate with these words. With these words of truth. God has made you right. Declared that you're right. God has imparted his righteousness to you. You are forgiven. You are cleansed. You are a new creation. You have a new identity. You have been chosen by the King. You are sons, daughters of the King. You are loved by the King. You are accepted by the King. You are affirmed by the King. You've been appointed by the King. You have a destiny, purpose for the King. Let those words resonate with you. Set the oil, soak them in. You'll be crowned of righteousness. You are a new creation in Christ. With Christ. We no longer live. Christ lives in us. Like we now live in this flesh of God, we live by faith in the Son of God, loved us, gave himself for us. Father, today we give ourselves. Render. Know you. Hear in you. God is giving burning bushes. Next week, many of you are going to get burning bushes, experiencing the call of God on your life. But Christ, come, Son, come to him, Father, please the kingdom. We can call the kingdom, satisfy the kingdom, parents. Encourage you to take that with you every day when you get up. Open up the door of your heart and allow him to bring you into it.